Listening Library presents War Girls by Tochi Onyebuchi. Read for you by Adepero Oduye.
To my mother.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Southeastern Nigeria, April 2172. The first thing Onyi does every morning is take off her arm. Other war girls have gotten used to sleeping without their arms or their legs, but Onyi's phantom limb haunts her in her sleep. In her dreams, she has all her arms and legs and can run. She can run far and fast and away from whatever is chasing her. She can hold her rifle, and she can aim, and she can feel her face with all of her fingers. But then she'd wake up and try to touch her body with a right arm that wasn't there anymore. She never got accustomed to waking up without all of her body there. So now she sleeps with her arm attached, even though sometimes she accidentally crushes and bends some of the machinery. Even though the sweat from her night terrors rusts some of the more delicate circuitry. Even though she wakes every morning with the imprint of metal plates on her cheek. Which is why she gets up earlier than the rest of the camp and spends the quiet morning hours at her bedside station, oiling the gears and tinkering with the chips. In the darkness, the sparks from the metal as she works are the only light in her tent. Ify sleeps through all of it. Onyi takes a moment to listen to Ify's snore. The birds outside have just started their chirping, but they're still quiet enough that Onyi can hear Ify's patterns. Two smooth snores, then a hiccup. Onyi's dreams are a blur of chaos and blood and screaming, flashes of gunfire, rain falling hard but never.